The National Arts Festival has been a huge, huge thing on the South African cultural calendar for many, many years. I'll have to check how long it's been going. I think I went to what was then called, or may not have then been called, the Grahamstown Festival, but the town was still called Grahamstown, now Makhanda, and I went there twice. And what I thought was absolutely fantastic about it was not just the art and the performances, but the sense that there was a whole economy, and I nearly called it a little economy, but actually a substantial one, of people letting rooms and people making food and people shuttling visitors around and technicians setting up lights at one show before they rushed off to set up lights at another show. It was a truly, and hopefully still will be, a fantastic institution. But these are different times with the COVID-19 pandemic. The festival is running in a very different way. And to talk about what is going to be done starting today, we're joined by National Arts Festival CEO Monica Newton. Ms. Newton, welcome. Thanks for your time on 702 Drive. You can't go to Makhanda. You can't gather in the way you did. What are you doing instead? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners. We are doing very different and interesting things in 2021. It's that kind of a year, so we thought we'd adjust. And we're presenting the festival in three ways this year. As an experience, which is live in a city near you, Durban, Cape Town, Johannesburg, and Gqeberha. We have shows that started today in Cape Town and programs that will run over the next couple of weeks. We are doing live in Makhanda from the 8th to the 18th of July, smaller than possibly what you experienced, though.
Yes.
But we hope still great and still amazing and still providing the best possible platform for artists to express themselves and to meet audiences. And we're doing an online festival this year from the 8th to the 31st of July. We found a very new and engaged and interested audience in our online work last year. So that's going to be a component of our business going forward, no question.
So how are you going to deal with the kind of shifting or the shift that there's been in what is allowed in terms of numbers of people gathering? Did you prepare for that in the number of tickets that you sold?
Absolutely. We've been keeping, obviously, very much track of the disaster regulations and also making sure that we were appropriately managing the risks that faced our festival this year. One, the entire format is designed to be as flexible as possible. So we normally have an enormous representation of artists from across the country joining us in Makhanda. We knew that would not be possible. So we found audiences and artists in their home spaces. We are also doing work online, and we are also doing work in Makhanda. But one of the most important things that we've had to do is select venues that allow us appropriate scale to have those 1.5 to 2-meter distances. We've cut down significantly on the seating, obviously, and from the president's announcement on Tuesday, we are capped at 50. And that we will strictly observe across all of our theater spaces. We will definitely be doing a lot of our normal COVID-19 protocols that a lot of the live events industry has adopted: screening, sanitizing between shows, making sure that everybody wears a mask, reminding people to wear a mask. And then, of course, a lot of safety protocols backstage, because we need to keep everybody safe, our artists, our technicians, our crew, and of course our audiences. So we're all in this together, and we're really hoping to present the NAF 2021 as a safe and wonderful experience despite the pandemic.
So one of the things that, as I understood, was a huge feature of the National Arts Festival is that people could go down there with small or negligible reputations, put something on, and there'd be a buzz and say, you absolutely have to go and hear this. And that was more associated with the fringe, and then there was developed the best of the fringe. For example, they used to do it at the Wits Theatre and other places. How are you going to keep that element where someone who believes, you know what, I can do this even if nobody knows it yet, are you able to keep that alive this year? And if so, how?
Yes, with the generous support of our sponsors, we are able to have both a virtual Fringe element on our vFringe platform, but also a live Fringe element. So some of the works that are being performed with the Standard Bank Presents platform in Gqeberha, Johannesburg, Durban, and Cape Town are Fringe productions, are independent productions. Some of them are being filmed for online consumption. Some of them are open to live audiences.
Right.
And in Makhanda, we'll have around, at this point, it's a bit of a shifting target, but around 80 to 90 live Fringe productions joining us. And, of course, we will also be recognizing excellence in those productions through our Ovation Awards, which is our annual way of, first of all, thanking the independent arts community for bringing work to our Fringe stages, but also awarding excellence in those productions and shows.
Thank you very much. Monica Newton, CEO of the National Arts Festival. I was saying it started long ago, which is not very precise. 1974 it started. There were about 60 items put on at its peak. There were more like 600 events and close to about 1,800 performances. Anyway, they are doing their absolute best to try and keep the performing arts going and trying to keep performing artists going.